my friends. There's a riot going on right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Take No Prisoners, and I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me. Friends, today is Sunday, July 22nd. As many of you may know, we were on the air. Take No Prisoners was live, bringing you all the latest in commercial liens and the BIC payment method yesterday, Saturday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those of you who didn't receive our email or didn't hear the program, let me take a moment to announce it tonight, that Take No Prisoners is now available Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and Sunday evening at our regular time slot of 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Republic Broadcasting Network was kind enough to ask us if we would take over the Saturday time with the retirement of the previous host, at least during the interim period while they're looking for a new host for that time period. So we'll be here for a few months, which increases our time to 4 wonderful hours, exactly what we need to be able to not only cover the technology, but increase the use of the phone lines and expand the interviews and bring you the stories and tales from straight from the horse's mouth, from those people who are using BIC at this, literally at this very moment as we speak, those people who are having successes in cases across the board, those people who are encountering problems, and the additional 2 hours will allow us to slow down a little bit and interweave that those interviews and your phone calls and questions, most importantly, with my babbling off at the mouth about technology. So that said, welcome tonight. I was a little late joining the program. I actually was here, but unbeknownst to me, I had the mute button pushed on my communications board here, so unfortunately I missed our wonderful music coming in, but I'm glad to see that our producer tonight, I believe it's John, as promised, brought our regular music back in. Thank you, John. I have a couple of announcements tonight. First of all, for those many folks who have emailed me requesting some form of contact with a notary, let me suggest that you might want to send an email to Notary Depot. That's Notary, D-E-P-O-T, one word, at hush.com. And that's a site that was formed by some notaries on my suggestion to be able to hook up people who require expert skills in the notary department with excellent notaries, hopefully notaries who are knowledgeable with the BIC system, but certainly notaries who are seasoned, former controversy-ridden patriots. And we're going to get right into commercial liens when we return after this brief commercial message. This is Take No Prisoners. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. As well, myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player.
To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Definitely going to be guested by a couple of activists. And our first activist today is a gentleman by the name of Ben Hinkle. I've known Ben now for several years. He's been a subscriber to the Idaho Observer and a contributor often because he is a very, very consistent letters to the editor writer, and he writes to the Bellingham Herald and other papers in the area, and he gets many of his letters printed, and they're very eloquent, and they're generally around. And he writes as the chairman of the Citizens for Liberty, a group that is in the Bellingham area. And he's been focused on, for many years, getting the U.S. out of the U.N. And he's been so consistent for so many years. And he's also recognizing, like many of us, that there is an awakening in America, and it's coming under the campaign for the Republican nomination for president in 2008, the Ron Paul Revolution. And so last night, Ben sponsored a Ron Paul meetup, and I called a gentleman by the name of John Hamill, who many of you know. He's an activist that's opposed to Codex Alimentarius and the encroaching of the FDA into people's lives and the things that they can take and the things that they can't take to keep themselves healthy. And I called him up because there's quite a bit of FDA movement these days. They're grabbing more authority and they're getting it, even though their policies and the drugs they approve are killing and maiming so many Americans. And John couldn't really do it because he had other obligations. And I said, well, you're going to be attending the meetup in Bellingham. Who's chairing that? And he said, Ben Hinkle. And I said, oh, my gosh. I can't believe that I haven't had Ben Hinkle on the show before, because he's been such a Star Wars patriot in kind of like holding down the fort in the very northwest corner of the United States. And, Ben, thank you so much for being on the program this morning, and it's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, good morning, Don.
Well, how did your event go last night?
Well, we didn't have as big a crowd as I'd like to have had, but we did. We had eight people.
Okay.
And that was our initial first meeting for the Ron Paul meetup.
Okay.
But we kind of got acquainted and kind of laid out the plans for future campaign. And, of course, it's going to be a long one. It's going to be over a year before
sure.
the election, so we got a lot.
Well, of those eight people, how many of them did you know previously?
Four, I think.
Okay, so there were four people that you hadn't met before
right.
that came together under this banner of being part of the grassroots movement to promote Ron Paul's nomination for
right.
president.
Yeah. As I understand now, I didn't, some of the people who were there said that there were meetup groups being organized all over the world.
No, that's true. Yesterday, because I'm very much behind this. I don't know Ron Paul personally, but I've read much of his writing over time, and I've of course listened to his contribution to the highly publicized debates that he's been at least allowed to participate in thus far. And the message is clear, and people are really rallying behind it. It doesn't matter whether they're Republicans, Democrats, Independents, non-affiliated people. People are really rallying, and they're appreciating the message. And so last month we front-paged the Ron Paul Revolution aspect of things and did another page helping to boost the activism. And this month we're going to go ahead and front-page another story about it. And one of the things that I was really intrigued by is exactly that, and that's the meetups. As it stands now, well, yesterday it increased by five while I was just doing the research, but there are 563 Ron Paul meetup groups worldwide. Most of them, of course, are in the United States. Three in Australia, one in New Zealand, a bunch of them in Europe. And there's even an eight-person group in, of all places, Baghdad.
Yeah, right. I heard that.
I thought that was just thrilling. And so the overwhelming grassroots response to Ron Paul's message, and we'll get into that here in a little bit, is just very, very impressive. And I just am thrilled to see that so many people are awakening and that they're getting involved in this grassroots effort. The guy that has the second most meetup groups, and that's really a weird thing to say, it's kind of a new phenomenon, I think, in political organizing, was Barack Obama with something like 69. Hillary Clinton had only 30. So as far as grassroots organizing goes, if we use the meetup groups as a benchmark, Ron Paul has got, I mean, he's well and above more popular than the others.
Yeah. Yeah, he resonates with the young people, too.
Sure.
Because they know there's something wrong, and he's like a breath of fresh air. When you hear him talk, you just can't help but love him.
You know, I completely agree. And that's what's so interesting, is his message, which is so simple and honest, and it's not mocking the American people either. These other guys just mock the American people. They're still on the same campaign points of drugging the elderly for less money, rescuing Social Security, and restoring traditional American values.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same crud that they've been spouting for years and getting elected on. And Ron Paul is saying, well, we need to get out of Iraq. We need to engage in non-interventionist policies with regard to sovereign nations all over the world and their internal policies. We need honest money and honest taxation. You know, and
yeah.
People respond to that.
I mean, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. Well, no, and that is what I, of all of the time, I've been involved for, say, 13 years now in dissident journalism and in the, quote, patriot movement, and we've always been struggling.
Yeah.
To get people to understand. We've been called, you know, wackos by friends and family and yeah. conspiracy theorists by the press and other things, I guess, by the mind control press.
Mm.
And now suddenly we're almost coming in vogue. That's exciting. We
yeah.
have an opportunity
really
here,
is.
And it would be shameful for us to not put as much effort and energy into capitalizing on it as we possibly can, because I don't know about you, but I tend to think that we're kind of in our. This is the last chance we're going to have to restore the republic.
I agree to that.
And what kind of activities are you guys going to have you planned for the next several months?
Well, we're like I say, we got over a year to to campaign for Ron, and so we plan on having some rallies at the federal building in Bellingham, and get people aware of the fact that Ron Paul is running. I've been going to the they have a farmers market here in Bellingham every Saturday, and I've been going to the farmers market and handing out flyers on Ron Paul. And last week when I was there, I handed out over 100 flyers, and my opening point to make to the people was, do you know who Ron Paul is?
Right.
And out of that 100 or so people that I talked to, there was maybe 4 or 5 that said, yeah, I know who Ron Paul is.
Really? Only 4 or 5?
Yeah. I mean, that's just people off the street. I mean, they don't know anything about it. And so we got to let them know.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's... That in itself is a testimony to how fruitful our efforts are going to be. So far, we can see that everybody is into the message, which is just simple. It's American, restore the Constitution, be decent, be honest. You know, it's not very complicated. And yet, if your demographics or if your experience is accurate, we've got 96% of the public yet to at least bring to their attention the guy's name.
That's right.
So also in the meetup groups, the number of people involved already is in excess of 20,000.
Yeah.
And there's another 3,000 or 4,000 people who are waiting to form meetup groups. So we already have, say, approximately 25,000 people that are actively grassroots organizing at the street level here to spread Ron Paul's message, and we don't even have but 4% of the people who even know who the guy is.
Yeah, right.
No, that's outstanding. That just shows you, I guess, what we have to do. I mean, it really focuses on what our mission is, and that's just to introduce his name to people. And then if it catches on, can you imagine how that's going to change presidential politics in a way unlike any time in history, except for maybe when Ross Perot was running back in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the interest that we've got going, a lot of it seems to be directed to the youth, young people.
Right.
Young people are gravitating to Ron Paul very readily because they can see that things are wrong, and they appreciate hearing the truth.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you and I are both have been attempting to concentrate on getting the younger generation involved. And being older, I'm in my 40s, you're in your 80s, it's sometimes difficult to do that, even though I've got a daughter that's in her 20s. It's been difficult to do, but we've, amazingly, Ron Paul and just his simply getting up there and defying the other guys and standing there and holding his ground has somehow, for some reason, gotten their attention. So I agree with you. We've got to get the younger people involved. They are getting involved, and this is the time. I mean, the time is now to get everybody involved in this awakening, and we're going to go ahead and call it, for lack of a better term, the Ron Paul Revolution. So everybody, we'll be back in a few moments. Ben, we're going to be back with you and discuss the history of your commitment to restoring the public, and you are on the Republic Broadcast Network. This is the American Activist, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Everybody, and this is the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcast Network. And again, let me always urge you and have this always in the back of your mind that we only have each other as we go forward in our attempts to restore the Republic. We don't have the politicians yet. I think if the followers will lead, the leaders will follow is a really excellent cliche that applies here. But we can't count on them at this time. We can only count on each other, and as far as getting the message out, we only have each other as well, and that's accomplished through alternative sources of information. We are blessed in this period in time to have access to the cyber universe and MySpace and YouTube, as well as alternative print media and alternative radio broadcasts. So support RBN, support its advertisers. Do what you can. Don't just listen, but utilize this tool as best you can to help us all get the message out. And we are with a gentleman for whom I have tremendous respect and admiration for. That's Ben Hinkle. He's 83 years old. He has been the chairman of Citizens for Liberty in Bellingham, Washington for quite a number of years, and we'll get into that in a moment. And he also sponsored a Ron Paul meetup last night. And so, Ben, let's do that. Let's take a few moments to go into your awakening. When did that happen? What was its cause? And what are the things that you've been doing over the course of time to bring attention to your countrymen, particularly the members in your community, to our collective plight and peril here in America?
Well, to start out with, I'd like to point out that I'm not the smartest guy that ever walked down the deck.
Yeah, me either.
But you see, I'm dedicated.
Right,
When I went in the Navy in 1943, I took an oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I was never relieved of that obligation. And I've been pursuing it ever since. And like I say, I don't have all the answers, but I have studied it for 50 years. I know what's taken place. I was not a bit surprised when 9/11 took place. I knew it was coming. They had to have some kind of a calamity to bring about the Patriot Act and several and their controls that they have introduced since that time. So it's all a part of a plan, and a lot of folks will put that off and say, well, that's that old conspiracy theory. And, of course, when they put a theory along with the word conspiracy, well, then that sounds like it's just nothing but somebody's crackpot idea. But it isn't that. It is a fact, and there's just all kinds of evidence to prove it. So we're not a bit surprised that things are happening the way they are. We are a little bit surprised with the Ron Paul revolution. That is something that is, I think is going to save this country if we get behind it and write it for all we're worth and get him in the president's office. We will eliminate a lot of our problems.
Well, that's, so you then, were you originally from the Bellingham area?
Well, no, I was originally born in Idaho.
Oh, really?
Up at Bonner's Ferry.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's I spent about 6 weeks in Bonner's Ferry, and, you know, of course, I go back and forth quite periodically. It's a beautiful country. So you were born in Bonner's Ferry,
yeah.
And then in World War II, you joined the Navy?
Yes.
And then that caused you to resettle in the Bellingham area?
Well, no, actually, come right down to it. We moved from Bonner's Ferry when I was 12 years old.
Okay.
And my dad, he wanted to go to Alaska. And he always dreamed of going to Alaska, but he got married, and I was born, my brother, and then, of course, my mother passed away. So we stayed there in Bonner's Ferry because that's the only place we had to make a living.
Right.
And Dad, he always wanted to go to Alaska, so he decided, well, I better get going or we'll never make it. So we came over to Bellingham. And then I went to school here and got acquainted here and met a girl here and got married here and so on. So I've been here ever since.
Okay. And so
anyway, I went into the Navy in 1943, and as I said, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and I've been working at it ever since.
Well, this was kind of a short segment, and so when we come back, let's go into this a little bit deeper because everybody has their story of what caused them to awaken, and they're very diverse because we're all absolutely unique and we respond to different things. And you then got involved in investigating the shadow government and the things behind the scenes at a time that it was extremely unpopular. I mean, we were riding high
right.
on our post-World War II darlings of the world, defenders of freedom, belief in ourselves as a nation. And all of a sudden, you're going, "Hey, what's going on here?"
Yeah.
And I've known a couple of guys that are still patriots. That their odyssey into what's really behind this country and the world actually began in that period of time. Which, I mean, that's even more respect worthy because, boy, talk about swimming upstream. Gee whiz. So, everybody. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion with Ben Hinkle, a solid American patriot that figured the world out a long time ago, and he's been trying to alert his countrymen ever since. So you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist.
You're listening
and we'll
to the
be back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
And, you know, it is really something just listening to the Ron Paul Revolution announcement here in this last break. You know, I feel it. I feel like revolution in this country is in the air. I've, like most of us who have been gathering this knowledge for the last who knows how many years, some of us, like myself, 13 years, Ben Hinkle for 50 years, our guest today, it's always been generating more information, trying to get people to understand, and always feeling like we're on the losing end of the stick here. And suddenly, there's an awakening coming, and I don't feel that way anymore. I feel very much like a revolution is in the air, like the restoration of the public is on the way, and that to counterbalance that, we can see the Bush administration pushing harder on what it's doing, getting meaner, getting more vindictive about those who would oppose their policies. And I think that even though some people are going to get caught in that in a horrible way, I see that is them scrambling to maintain their version of the status quo, which is increasingly becoming unpopular. But Ben, what was it that did that to you? When, I mean, you were in World War II, you served in the Navy. What was the event or a series of events that got you thinking that everything is not as we were taught in kindergarten?
Well, you know, I was excited about getting into the conflict of World War II after the attack on Pearl Harbor. And so, of course, went in the Navy, and after putting in 4 years there, why then I became aware of some of the things that were going on from that perspective, and then I got to reading, and in fact, I think it was Liberty Lobby, the Liberty Lobby letter, the forerunner of the American Free Press.
Right.
They alerted me to somewhat to the issues that were going on. But,
and that's with regard to Pearl Harbor or
yeah,
more?
Yeah, in regard to Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Now, the son-in-law of Franklin D. Roosevelt, he wrote an article about what he knew. He wrote a paper, My Exploited Father-in-Law.
Right, yeah, that's a little book that was produced by the John Birch Society even, I think.
Right.
Right, yeah, I remember that. His name, last name was Dahl, I believe, D-A-H-L.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay, sure.
Anyway, after reading that, well, then, of course, I was fully aware of what was going on and started investigating further, and it's been just more conclusive ever since. But one of the best sources of information on this issue is the testimony of Norman Dodd.
Oh, yes.
And you know of him, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, I would encourage listeners to do a Google search on Norman Dodd, and you'll come up with his testimony that he made. He was a special investigator for the Reese Committee investigating tax-exempt foundations. And he will tell you in his presentation, if you'll listen to it, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace asked themselves this question. Is there any way, means, other than war, more effective, assuming that you want to alter the life of an entire people? That was in 1911 they asked themselves that question. By 1914, we were in World War One, and, of course, the rest of it is history. They
well,
were
sure,
all...
No, in fact, that DVD, the DVD of that taped interview from 1986, I believe, G. Edward Griffin had an interview with Norman Dodd. He was a very old man at that time. In fact, just a couple of months after filming this interview, Norman Dodd did pass away. But his testimony to the foundational issues behind the banking crash and then investigating the charitable foundations is just outstanding. I mean, it's so incredibly revealing.
That's right. In other words, if a person will do a Google search on Norman Dodd and listen to his testimony in this interview, why then you will understand the whole picture. It all comes clear.
Yep, I completely agree, and it's a fascinating interview. Besides, and I do advise everybody that because you have to understand the money aspect of things. To really get an appreciation for how badly, how severely, how comprehensively we've been manipulated. And Norman Dodd's testimony as to what caused the banking crash and then later in life chairing this commission to study the influence of tax-exempt foundations is really foundational.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really a good thing to key in on.
So, the trying to find out, because you were whipped into a patriotic frenzy to go fight the Japs.
Yes.
After the attack on Pearl Harbor, you were completely taken away by that event and absolutely certain that your government was not lying to you, that your nation was in peril, and as a patriot, even then as a young man,
yeah,
you wanted to go defend your country.
That's absolutely right.
So then. At some point, then, you began hearing rumors or innuendos or something that the attack on Pearl Harbor was not what you were led to believe?
That's right.
Okay, and so then at that point you felt like your love and your compassion for your country had been insulted, and
right.
you began doing the research to confirm your suspicions.
That's right. That's the way it worked.
God, that is just marvelous. How many other people would you say that were your contemporaries at the time were following your investigations? Let's go back to the 50s and the 60s when you were really exploring this material. How many other of your contemporaries were bravely forging that ground with you?
Well, not very many. I know I was on the fire department, the Bellingham Fire Department, and they, of course, I was trying to inform my fellow workers, you know, and I was bringing some of my literature to the fire station, you know, for the other guys to read. And so that upset them. They didn't like that. And, in fact, they it's a long story. I don't want to go into that.
Sure.
But anyway, they had a civil service investigation of me. And
really?
Yeah. And that's what prompted it, because I was active against some of the things that were going on with the department that was not according to civil service rules. And when I started bucking that, well, they elected me president of the union, so because I was outspoken against these cheating on tests and a lot of other things that were going on. So anyway, I got involved there to try to straighten that out. But anyway, they had a civil service investigation of me, and they tried to make out that I was off my rocker, that I was nuts, and they even had a psychiatrist at a hearing to declare that I was unstable or something.
Wow.
Anyway, so I told them that if they would take the pornography out of the fire stations, then they could start talking to me about my patriotic literature. And that slowed them up a little bit.
Well, another guy that has been involved since about the time you did was a guy by the name of Ralph Borzewski, who is a Rochester Police Department police officer in beginning in the 40s, and he began bucking the system at that time also.
Mm-hmm.
And encountered many of the same responses that you received, people trying to discredit him as crazy.
Yeah.
Or even brand him as a communist.
Yeah.
And of course, neither one of those things were true, but that was the defense mechanisms that were being employed at the time. Things are more severe now, of course. They entrap you into any number of violations of the millions of laws and statutes that we're supposed to abide and take us down that way. But in those days, the easiest way to silence you, at least in the minds of the people close to you and in the public, was to brand you as crazy or a communist.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Isn't that something? I really do admire your sticking to it, though, and that is one thing that's for sure, too. I don't know many people who have become conspiracy factualists who have then recanted. There's just not many. So most of us, when we figure stuff out, we just keep going forward and damn the torpedoes. We're going forward. It doesn't matter what everybody thinks because we're right. But the pressure to do so, particularly when the country is in this post-World War II high, is really something, that you were able to sustain it all this time.
Well, I have a tendency to want to question authority.
Good for you.
You see,
I think that's something else that we all have in common.
Yeah. You see, in other words, people, when they get in positions of authority, they get corrupted.
Sure.
And the old saying goes, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when they get in there entrenched, well, then they become interested in changing things to their interest, and that's when I object.
Well, over the course of time, now things are definitely beginning to turn around. I said a bunch of things earlier in the broadcast, and I just want to see, do you agree with me that compared to all of the other periods of time as you've been coming forward in the knowledge and trying to alert people to our collective peril, have you ever noticed a time where the message that the information was more receptive than now?
It's extremely acceptable now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're even noticing we hold these 9/11 truth just meet-up things in on Independence Point in downtown Coeur d'Alene on the 11th of each month, and we're noticing that people come up and they engage us. We're not out proselytizing. They're engaging us. Mm-hmm. They see our signs. They have an opinion on 9/11, and they want to engage. And I'm finding that on a lot of different avenues of subject matter in this country right now, too. And you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the people that you've been close to you, friends, family, members of the community, that you've been attempting to give this information to over the years? Do you feel as if maybe now that seeds that you planted at a time when the soil, so to speak, was rather infertile are really starting to come alive?
I think so.
Good.
Yeah, they're beginning to see what we're talking about because, this no-win war situation over there in Iraq and then all this, all the servicemen who were being killed in there needlessly, is just beginning to get to people.
Right.
Yeah.
And that does seem to be, we know that supposedly America spoke at the ballot box last November by electing a majority of Democrats to both the House and the Senate. And those guys, what were their claims? Their claims were we're going to get out of Iraq and that we're, that the culture of corruption that makes the Bush administration the most corrupt administration in history is going to be counterbalanced by the most ethical Congress in history. Remember those comments?
Yeah right.
Well, they lied.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And so even though America spoke, supposedly, at the ballot box last November, their speaking, their ideas, their interests have not been represented thus far. And so we obviously have to speak again and louder. And that is apparently what's happening. And Ron Paul, the Republican representative from Texas, is carrying our flag.
Right.
And so where do you see? I mean, you had eight people show up last night, eight people who are dedicated to grassroots organizing.
Right.
You've identified the fact that of the 100 or so people that maybe you confronted at the farmer's market, only four knew of Ron Paul.
Yeah.
What is, in your estimation, then, for everybody that's out there that's considering grassroots organizing for the Ron Paul Revolution, where do you think they should be concentrating their efforts with regards to the public outreach program?
Well, we got to get out to public gatherings. And like I was saying, that I was to the farmers market and any other organization that where there's a lot of people around, why people should hand out flyers. I make hundreds of flyers at a time and hand them out. Another thing that I do is I get a lot of mail because I've contributed to different organizations down through the years, and I get a stack of mail every day practically, an inch thick. And so they always send a letter, and they're always asking for money, but I can't send them all money. But I do send them my little missiles. And so I send them missiles about Ron Paul and Federal Reserve and Norman Dodd, and trying to get people to access these sources of information so they can become informed.
Now that's I think that is where it's at. We need to be persistent and we did it here too in North Idaho. We posted about 250 signs all over various towns in North Idaho, and they just simply say, Ron Paul 2008.
Yeah.
And then that's just for name recognition. If they at least see the name, then hopefully with the website also, they can go ahead and do their due diligence to find out who this guy is.
I've just ordered 100 yard signs
Good for you.
To be printed up. And they're going to be double-sided signs, but on the it's Ron Paul for president, and then the sentence will be in there, listen to him at, and then the website. You see, in other words, if people will listen to that website, key in on that, and listen to him speak, they'll be for him.
Yeah, and then if you want to see verification, all you have to do is access his columns over the last
right.
10 or more years, and it all becomes quite clear.
Yeah.
So everybody, this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about the grassroots organization for the Ron Paul Revolution with Ben Hinkle from Citizens for Liberty in Bellingham, Washington. And we've got a couple of messages coming up. Support the advertisers. Support this station. And we'll be back here on The American Activist in just a few moments.
Coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
back, everybody, and we've got just a few more minutes here in this first hour of the American Activist here on the Republic Broadcasting Network to get some closing comments from our guest, Ben Hinkle. And, Ben, let me just say thanks for sticking with us. I mean, you've been on this for a long time. I would imagine there was a period, probably some long stretch between the 80s and the 90s on into the early 00s, where you were really concerned that the people of your country were not going to get on board and not be a part of an awakening, and that we were just going to sink without a fight. And I think you're encouraged, I'm encouraged, and I guess I just want to thank you for sticking with us, because you've been doggedly persistent in your attempts to educate your countrymen, particularly those in your community, all these years. And finally, it's as if your work and the work of some of your contemporaries and the work of all of us is beginning to pay off.
Well, thank you, Don. I'd like to draw the listeners' attention to the fact that I wrote an article a number of years ago, and I named it To Light a Candle. And I showed it to a friend of mine, and he says, you ought to put that on the Internet. I says, oh, I don't know anything about the Internet. And he says, well, I'll put it on there for you. So he did, and if a person wants to listen to that or to read what I wrote, key in to a Google search on Citizens for Liberty, and To Light a Candle will come up. And read that. It's kind of an extensive article, but it lays out the whole plan as I saw it when I wrote it.
No, and I think you've sent that to me. And didn't we print part of it in the Auto Observer several years ago?
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did.
And that's and I go ahead and Google Citizens for Liberty and To Light a Candle, because that in essence becomes your position paper.
Right.
In other
words, it's all
things
there.
Haven't changed much, except that you lit the candle and other peoples are now borrowing your light and lighting their own candles.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I agree. Ben, it has been so marvelous to have you on the program this morning. My apologies for taking so long to have you on board.
It's all right.
And my respect, admiration, and appreciation for you and your years and years of efforts is stated here and now for everybody. And bless you, and good luck as you and the people in your community do your part to advance the Ron Paul revolution and restore the republic.
Thank you very much.
All right, Ben. Again, thanks. And next time I'm in Bellingham, we're going to have a cup of coffee.
Sure are. You
all right,
sure.
Thanks again, Ben. And when we come back, we're going to have Jim Fetzer, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and we're going to talk about his avenues of investigation into 9/11, which are a little controversial among some, and promote his conference, which is coming up. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Silver have